Track 9, from the history of a river to 900 years of cathedral music, experts have unearthed lots of fascinating new information about some very ancient subjects.
Haysborough Feet. 15 ancient landscapes across the British Isles are the backdrop to this vivid history of the prehistoric people who knew Seahenge when it was new, who walked through the river mud of Haysborough 900,000 years ago, who built paths through marshes to hilltop villages. The book is arranged as a journey in time, beginning with the Haysborough footprints, believed to have been made by a man, woman, and three children foraging for riverbank food. It continues through Britain's cave dwellers, the people creating a sacred landscape, Stonehenge, the inhabitants of roundhouse villages in the fens, and of vast Iron Age forts in the hills. Archaeologist and Time Team presenter Francis Pryor led excavation of Flag Fen near Peterborough. Now also a sheep farmer in Lincolnshire, he brings almost impossibly distant times into brilliant focus. Scenes from Prehistoric Life, from the Ice Age to the Coming of the Romans, by Francis Pryor. Published by Head of Zeus, hardback, £25.
Cathedral Music. A labour of love. This book traces the music which has resounded around Norwich Cathedral from Norman times to the present day. Tom Roast, a church organist himself, has spent more than 30 years putting it together. The opposite of dry and dusty, the book includes a 16th century choirmaster rebuked for piling dung against a neighbour's wall, and one forbidden from entertaining another man's wife in his bedroom. However, its main subject is music, and Tom said, although Norwich was an important city, its location set it slightly apart from the mainstream, and local musicians took to composing their own anthems and service music for the cathedral choir, much of it probably not heard beyond the cathedral's walls. Tom includes biographies of every cathedral organist from 1542 and introduces characters such as John Christmas Beckwith, born in the city on Christmas Day 1759, and probably Norwich's finest all-round musician.
Norwich Glow. The radioactive element, which was once a prized beauty product, is the hero or villain of a fascinating book by Norwich science writer and cosmetics expert Lucy Jane Santos. Her own collection of radium beauty treatments features in this story of how the element, discovered at the end of the 19th century and given to royalty, was worn as part of glow-in-the-dark costumes, drunk in glowing cocktails, and used in medicines. The book was recently published in the USA, and in true pandemic style, Lucy is on a virtual book tour across America from her Norwich home. It includes the National Atomic Testing Museum in Las Vegas and the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History in Albuquerque. At each online event, she tells her audience about her Norwich relative who worked in Madame Fobb's beauty salon in the Royal Arcade, which proudly advertised its chemo-light face mask of radioactive mud. Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium, by Lucy Jane Santos, published by Icon, £9.99.
Riot on the River. Exactly 200 years ago, a new river channel was completed, straightening a curve in the River Great Ouse to allow water to flow directly to King's Lynn and thence out to the sea. That same year, Lynn's first bridge across the river was opened. Kathleen Saunders of Clench Wharton, close to the cut, has been fascinated by the river and its history for many years. Her book, 3 Million Wheelbarrows, is a lively account of the politics, conflicts, engineering prowess and personal stories behind the building of the O'Brink Cut. The shipowners feared the new channel would bring violent currents, but landowners wanted to protect farmland from flooding. The story also includes the unrest ignited by the stark gap between the hungry and the wealthy, and explores the effects of human intervention in natural landscapes. 3 Million Wheelbarrows, The Story of the O'Brink Cut, by Kathleen Saunders, published by Mousehold Press at £9.95.
Norfolk Princess. The history of Britain through medieval eyes is alive with magic and myth. Storyland, by Amy Jeffs, retells some of the oldest tales, grounding them in the places from which they sprang and which still exist today. Each is illustrated with her striking lino-cut prints. Travel back to before the Great Flood and meet King Lear in Leicester, Merlin in Stonehenge, Grimm of Grimsby and Argentile, Princess of Norfolk. In one beautifully illustrated chapter, Amy retells the story of Argentile and her husband Havelok the Dane. They win back her Norfolk kingdom by binding the corpses of her supporters, already killed in battle, to poles to look like a huge army, confounding the uncle who had stolen her land. As well as retelling ancient stories from across the country in words and pictures, the book explores their origins and links them to the medieval and modern landscape. Storyland, A New Mythology of Britain by Amy Jeffs, published by Quercus, hardback, £25.
It's a Norfolk life. As a man determined to drown himself sinks beneath the North Norfolk waves, he's dragged back to the world he wants to leave. Not quite It's a Wonderful Lifestyle by a guardian angel, but by his inner voice personified. Author James Kinsley addresses life and death, politics and mental health in the novella, which is the latest book published by Norwich-based publishing house Propolis. Set up by Henry Late of the city's independent bookshop, The Book Hive, it promotes the work of idiosyncratic voices. Recent successes include the fabulous East Anglian travelogue New York to California by Jeremy Page, and a moving account of childhood in a Norfolk commune by Anna Macmin. Playtime's Over by James Kinsley, published by Propolis, is £6.